Here, I'll hand it over to Dave. I gotta get in the house anyways. And there was one last thing I was gonna say. That's why you have an external tuner, right? And that Zygu, the Zygu amp, and I think maybe Dave will say this too, that Zygu amp can be used as an external tuner. Like if you've got a 100-watt 7300, right, you can just turn the amp off and just use it as a tuner. All right, go ahead, Dave. I'm going to bow out for a little while. KF8S.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Didn't mean to break up the party. That always happens when I show up. Dang. Have a good one, man. Hey, Davian. Yeah, I just wanted to give yet another opinion. I've got the 705 and that Zygu amp tuner. When I saw that Dave had that set up in the park one day, I was like, okay, that looks like what I'm looking for. So I ended up going that route, and that's my Poda rig now. And then I have at home, I have a 7300, and I heard you, I had to step out of the room here, but I heard you like 5 minutes ago say, you know, if you get the 7300, then you got the 100 watts and the tuner, and it's built in, but the tuner's, it's not a great tuner. I was on that same page, and then I tried using the tuner. I wouldn't even call it a tuner, it's more of a tweaker. It tweaks it. So I ended up getting an LDG tuner for my 7300. I'm running the LDG AT600 Pro 2 Auto Tuner. That's a mouthful. And it's overkill, but I got it at a swap meet for a steel. So that's what my shack is, a 7300 and the tuner.